We're starting from Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Iko the Master Law Mastisin. So our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to give a sell or you're not sell a ubar to a goy. You're not allowed to sell a fetus to a goy because it's like selling an animal to a goy. That's the Mishnah said. You're not allowed to sell a ubar to a goy. Speaking of the Master Lama system, so I'm going to say this Shaila with Rabbi Huda on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you sell a Uber to a guy, you know you're not allowed to, you still don't have to give a Bechar. That's the Mishnah said. You don't have to give a Bechar from that Uber because it belongs to a guy, you don't have to give a Uber. You don't have to give a Bechar. But it's Mashman the Mishnah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to sell it. So, Lema Mastisim, like Rabbi Huda. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Huda in Mesach Zavar Zara. That's now, I'm going to the Mishnah in Mesach Zavar Zara. Rabbi Huda mati b'shura. Rabbi Huda allows to sell. You're allowed to sell a goy, a animal that has a broken foot. And what's the reason? Again, the reason why you're not allowed to sell an animal to a goy is because everyone knows this is a Jewish animal, and they see it working on Shabbos. They think it's a Jewish animal working on Shabbos. That's the reason why you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a goy. Dr. Rabbi Huda, if it's a broken foot, you're allowed to sell it. Why? Because you're not going to do work with it. It's broken. It's a broken foot. So of course, if you sell a ubar, of course, it's not going to work. It's not possible to work. So it's why say our mission not allowed to do it. It must be not like Rabbi Huda. Lame is like Rabbi Huda. It's not Rabbi Huda. Mata b'shvura. So the Gemara, filter Rabbi Huda, shvura lav hayne urche. Shvura, it's not a normal thing to have a broken leg, and therefore, everyone sees that they sold to a guy. It must be the reason why they sell it is because it's different. It's broken foot. Uber hayne urche. But it's very normal to sell Uber. That's the way they're selling an animal. You sell it while it's still a baby, when it's still, still Uber, and it's a grow-up. Since it's a normal way, people are not going to realize that you're not allowed to sell to a guy. They'll think you're allowed to sell an animal to a guy. So maybe Rabbi Huda is maskim by Uber, it's also. Now Mishnah is like Rabbi Huda. Toshima, we're trying to bring a riot to this. Toshima, Rabbi Huda, Imer, Hamakabal, Behemah, Minayivachavim, Vyalda. First, this is the way when you're Makabal from a guy, which is nothing wrong. You accept from a guy an animal to take care of it. Vyalda and had a baby. Malan Oysa, Vishavim, Nesachat, Dom Lakoyin. The Allah is, he's a shutif, and Rabbi Huda holds a shutif with a guy is Chayiv to give at least the money to the Bechar, half the money to the Kayin, of the Bechar to the Kayin. So that's the halacha with the holds that if you are a shutif with a guy in a baby, you have to give half the money to the Kayin. But I know you celebrate Kabbalah, and the price goes weiter. If you give it to a guy to take care of, and he becomes a shutif, obviously you're not allowed to do this. Kayin simoi sayara sar b'damav, you're not allowed to do this. So the halacha is you make a knas that he has to be paid the animal 10 times its value to get it back. When I used to call down the coin, then you give the whole entire thing to the coin. You give the whole entire thing to the coin. My love, our Uber. Aren't we talking about the Uber? They have to be paid to the Uber and then give it to the coin. So what do you see? You see Afbi Shayna Rishayi on that. You see, isn't Rabbi Huda talking? You see a riot that Rabbi Huda holds, the Uber, you're not allowed to sell, even though it can't work right now, but people get mixed up. So you see from here that an Uber you cannot sell. So it's a riot to what we just said. So it wouldn't be a raya, a behema, it's going on a behema. When it says afishin rishoy, it means to give the behema to the guy, that's where the problem is. Break the Gemara of Adamov Ktani. It says Adamov, which sounds like it's a Zloshan Zachar. The Gemara Tani Demeh, you say Demeh, it's Zloshan Akeva. The Gemara asks further, but it's called Adamov Kain Ktani. It says you give all the money to the Kain. If it's a behema, be behema, Kain Maivrite. Kain, the behema is not a Bechar. Why giving the whole behema to the Kain? Hachemar Eskinon. So if you're going to Yav Behemah Ma'bartel Ptumah, you're giving this behemah to the guy for two reasons. First of all, to fatten it up. And second of all, to take care of any babies that are born. And the halacha is, you can't give an animal to the guy to become a shutuf in it, because that's one of the issur of selling behemah gasa on the mother. So the migu de kantzina le behemah, migu that you make a knas to the behemah to say, you have to pay it back, kantzina le uba also to buy it back. And on that, it says you have to give it to the kohen. But of course, it wouldn't be a raya that in Rishoy is going on Uber. It's not a raya. Amar Avashi, Toshma, this will be a raya that Uber is also, for a different reason. Amar Avashi, Toshma, Huda Mate Beshura, which in the Chalas Rapais, Huda holds his mutter to sell a guy a behemoth that's a broken leg because it's not going to get better. Hayachalas Rapais also, if it gets better, it'll be also. This also is like Yachal Hisrapais. And a ubar one day will grow up and be able to work. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. It's also Shema Avinah. So like upon him, we're coming out of Maskana that Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's mat there by Shvura, still he holds by ubar, he'll be masking to Rabbanon, that by ubar is also. So that's all we're talking about, where the behemoth is pregnant already and you're selling the ubar. The next shiloh will be a step before that. You take a behemoth and you sell it to a guy. It's not sold to him. Just sold to him. If it becomes pregnant and if it has a baby, it'll be the guy's. Is that mutter or not? There, if you think about it, you're not selling any ubar. You're not selling anything. You're selling the behemoth if it has an ubar. Rabbi Elohu, machar behemoth le'ubrei mai. If someone sells behemoth to a guy for its ubar, you know, if a guy's pregnant and has babies, you know, will be belong to the guy. Is that an isser or not? My. Gemara Shaila is my. Is that us or not? To buy the Rav Yehuda, to buy the Rabbanon. To buy the Rav Yehuda. Remember, Yehuda Rabbanon is the one we just had before. Machlek is about by a shvura, if it's mutter or not. To buy the Rav Yehuda, at kan le shor Rav Yehuda el of a shvura. That Rav Yehuda holds mutter is only by a shvura. You're not going to mix it up with selling regular animals because this is a shvura. Avashlema, the asila chlufe, but here, a person doesn't chap exactly what you're doing by selling the guy this animal. They think you're selling him a shlema. Then a chap is selling you for the ubar. The asila chlufe, you get mixed up with a regular sale. It's also oidilma umash shvura the paskerine madach shvura where you give it to him legamri. You completely, you have no shaykhs anymore. You sold to the guy completely. Still, you say it's mutter. V'cholshkin shlema le paskerine. V'cholshkin a shlema. That you still own it, you still retain bialis on the mother, that will not be asa. That's the shalafi Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Yehuda, even though he's makel by shvura, here it might be worse. Why here it might be worse? Because here you're selling a shlema, even though you're not really selling the animal, you're just selling it for the uber. So you're selling it for what comes out of it. But since it looks like a shlema, so you would have havamina, whatever, it's a shaila, tzad, that's asila chlufe more than shvura. Or, on the other hand, shvura, even though it's a complete sale, we say it's mutter. To hear for sure it's mutter. That's two stardom in Rav Yehuda. To buy the Rabbanon, we'll have a shal in the Rabbanon also. The Rabbanon hold that Shvura is usher to sell. So Adkan like Asri Rabbanon el Shvura the Paskarine. There, because the Mechir legamri, you sold it completely. Av Shleimer le Paskarine, that Shleimer, you're still retaining the bios on the mother, Sharu, it should be mutter to sell to a guy, because that's not a no gzera on that. Adumma, Ma Shvura le Osla Chlufe Asri. Madach Shvura, which is not so, you don't get confused so much because it looks like a Shvura, and still you say it's Aser. If a Cholshik and Shleim with Aser Lachlufe, people are going to think you're selling a whole animal, and that will be Aser. So that's a Shailah for Rabbanon and for Rav Yehuda. The Gemara is going to interject over here. The time of the Rabbanon Mishum Hachiyu, is the Rabbanon's reasoning of Asering Shvura and all behemoths because of the Chlufe? But Tanya, we have a Braisa that the Rabbanon said to Rav Yehuda, Haki says Shvura is Mutter, Amuloi, Rav Yehuda, Vloi Maravim Aleha, Vialedas. It sounds like Rabbanon tining to Rav Yehuda that how you say Shavura is mutter, the Shavura will have babies and the babies will work on Shabbos. That's the tine of the Gemara. Alma Mashum Ubrehu. So you see that the Rabbanon didn't answer because of Chlufe, they answered because Mashum Ubre. That means they answered because it has babies. So how can you say it's Mashmah here in the Gemara Shaila to Baila Rabbanon is that the Shaila was. That the shaila was, if it's going to get mixed up with a shlema or not, and we see from here that the reasoning of Rabbanon is a whole different reason because it's going to have ubrim, it's going to have babies, and the babies are going to work on Shabbos. So the Gemara, no, it's not. We're learning wrong pshat. Hach gamalei, time of the dom should ask the chluva behema. Our reason and your reason is to get mixed up with another behema shlema. Elat, my time of shoros. Why do you allow a shvura, mishum de'en yachol esrapes? So there, commanders of shchita domis. People say, "Oh, I'm selling it just to shecht. I have to work with it. You can't work with it, right? But it doesn't work." So if you're Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying you Rabbi Yehuda hold wise and mutter because it looks like you're selling a shchita. So Rabbanu had a tanya like this: since you keep it around to have more babies, people are not going to say, "Oh, it wasn't sold for shchita. It must be sold for work because why is it around still? To sit around for 2 years having babies, keep it around." And what Rehuda tells to that? Rehuda answered, when it has babies, Rehuda said, the Matzias is that a Shavura, a injured animal, will not be Makabala Zacha and will not have babies. And that's his Taina back. But of course, the whole reason is here because Osila Chlufe. Tashima. So back to the shaila now about if you let us sell an animal for its uber. I mean, you're selling an animal that's not pregnant. You're selling it if it becomes pregnant. You know, will it? Well, you know, you'll have the babies. Is that asur or mutter? That's the question. You sell it to a guy, an animal that's not pregnant, and if it have babies, along to the guy, is that mutter or asur? That's the question. Tashima. I know you should loy be kabbalah. It says in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, it says five cases in our Mishnah, if you remember. It says Lakeach, or Moicha Uber, then it says, one of the cases, Anois Leva Kabbalah. There is it doesn't say Afish Eina Rishoy. It says, you give a guy, your animal, take care of it, means it's going to have babies and everything, and it doesn't say Eina Rishoy. Like Tani Afish Eina Rishoy. So you see, it's mutter to sell an animal to a guy in order to have babies, and the guy will keep the babies. That's the Moraz Raya. The Moraz is not a Raya. But Tameich, it says I'm a shtatif loy. You're allowed to be a shutta for the guy. The loy k'toni doesn't say hachanami d'rishoy. The loy k'toni doesn't say that here it's not allowed. Hachanami d'rishoy. Are you going to say that's allowed? V'om avur the Shmuel also la adam shiyas a shutta v'sima over the chavim. It's an usher for a Jew to become a shutta for the guy. Shem yischayev loy shvua. Maybe you're going to be chayev a shvua. V'shnishpa loy v'shem over the chavim shloy. In those days, the going were very aduk to Rabbi Yezorah, very attached to Rabbi Yezorah. And was scared, you're going to get into a little argument, and he's going to swear, B'Shem is a Barizara. But I tell you, Omru, Lo Yisham Al Picha, you're not allowed to hear any Barizara with your grandma. You can't cause any Barizara to be a Shvua Barizara. So it says, you're not allowed to be a Shutta for the guy. So if our Mishnah was exact, so why not Mishnah in a Rishai? Elamai, what do you say? El Tana Mechira, Vuadim Lashutas. It says Mechira, they're not allowed to sell it to a guy, Ubar. It says that's not allowed. Vudin l'shutvas. Hakanami tolam achir vudin l'kablanas. Kablanas also be also. So it won't be a right. Maybe it is also to do. I doesn't say it. It says by mechira. It means who are the other ones. So why punk did it pick mechira? Ma'ishto mechira the naka. Why did it say mechira? Why did it pick mechira? It say in Rishoy. The ikker mechira who? That's ikker mechira. So Rashi says because ikker asur is by mechira is behema. So Tosis is by Varns that the mishtatef is not also because of mechira. Mishtat is also because Lo Yisham Al Picha. So you really didn't include that in Ikka Mechira. So Taish just says, Ikka is a pasha to Mechira, Ketan Parakamas, Mishak Lezara. Taish just asks this question, exactly what it means. But like upon him, the Mishnah, of course, there's other arguments, there's other Eina Rishayis in the Mishnah, other places where it's not allowed in the Mishnah. Just says Mechira because that's the Ikka thing. So let's go further in the Shaila. If you let us sell an animal for the Uber, Tashima. Rabbi Leimah, Makabal Behemah Rav Chavim, V'yolda. If you Makabal Behemah from a guy, if it sounds familiar, it's good, it sounds familiar. It's the third time I'm learning this price. Who Leimah, Makabal Behemah Rav Chavim, V'yolda. A Yisrael, it's Makabal a Behemah from a guy, that's allowed. V'yolda has a baby. Mal Moise B'Shav, you have no Sechastam of a Kohen. You give half the money to the Kohen. Why? Because who holds a Shutvis of a guy is Chayiv in Bechar. But I know it's not a Kabbalah. If you give your animal to the guy to take care of, and he becomes a shutif in the babies, obviously I'm going to show you, even though it's not allowed, even though it's not allowed, and Allah is, obviously I'm going to show you, and it's not allowed, you have to make a knas, make him redeem it 10 times worth. You give all the money of the Bechar to the Kohen. Anytime there's a guy has any shutvas here, it's part of bechar. My love, isn't it talking about a behema? That it says you have to be paid. You have to pay the behema. Why you weren't allowed to sell the behema for the Uber? My love, behema. Lo, you must know our Uber. It means the kind is the Uber that was in the stomach already. The case was like this: you sold the behema with the Uber in the stomach already, and that is the case where you are selling the Uber, and that's also to do, like we said before, that's also to do. And that's the thing you have to be paid is the Uber you have to be paid that. And the Uber is the one you have to give to the Kohen. But you don't see me anything they have to be paid to the behema, and they don't see anywhere it's not a behema. They can have only coin to myself, and it says it's missing the Gemara. It says, but now it's called Dom of Lekoyen. So Shvami, no, we're talking about the Uber. So that's up top of Gimbal Masayelet.